One of the more complicated aspects of being a shul rabbi, being a gavai, in leadership positions in a community, is the issue of the selection of a baal tefillah. A question as far as balancing concerns of who that person is, as far as perhaps his chashivas, or the way that he is well-liked in the community, representing community ideals, balancing that along together with the quality of his voice, the knowledge of the tefillah. What happens when you have somebody who very much wants to daven, has a beautiful voice, but his character is not pristine? How about a young person who knows how to daven beautifully, but he's young? How about someone who's been davening already, and then there's a decision that's made that maybe he should no longer be davening? These are all, among others, complicated questions in regards to selecting a baal tefillah. But already in this past week's parsha, Parsha's Toldos, there's a question maybe even before then of who would be the ideal candidate to be a baal tefillah in regards to the yichus of their family, of who they are and where they come from. Should that be a factor in deciding who the baal tefillah is, namely, again, his family lineage? So if a person opens up in Parsha's Toldos, this at the towards the beginning of the parsha, Perek Chafei Pasuk Chafalif. So we know that Yitzchak davened to a Kodesh Baruch Hu on behalf of him and Rivka, hoping for the birth of a child. Vayetar Yitzchak LaHashem LeNochach Ishto, really on behalf of him and his wife they were davening, Ki Akarahi, because she was barren. Vayeaser Lo Hashem V'tahar Rivka Ishto. So God listened to his tefillah, the tefillah of Yitzchak, v'tahar Rivka Yishto, and she became pregnant. Now, obviously, Rashi and the other Rishonim, they pick up on the lashon of the pasuk v'yaser lo, that God listened to the tefillah of Yitzchak. Presumably, it's the tefillah of Yitzchak and not to the tefillah of Rivka. And Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Yevamos, lo v'lo la, Shein dome tfilas tzaddik ben rasha l'tfilas tzaddik ben tzaddik. There's no comparison between the tfilah of a tzaddik ben rasha, or in this case, a tzaddikes ben rasha, Rivka, who was the child of Besuel, the brother of Lavan. There's no comparison between her tfilah and the tfilah of the tzaddik ben tzaddik. Lefichach lo v'lo la. Therefore, his tfilas were answered, but not her tefillos. And as I mentioned before, again, this is the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Samech Dalid that brings this down, that the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik is more valuable than the tefillah of a tzaddik ben rasha. Now, before we even get too far, some of the Meforshim, they bring, not necessarily a stira in Rashi, but they point out that there seems to be almost conflicting themes in Rashi himself. Because in the pasuk beforehand, this is Perek Chafei Paschav, Vahi Yitzchak ben Arba'im Shana Bekachto Es Rivka Bas Besuel Ha'arami Mipadan Aram. He was 40 years old when he took Rivka, the daughter of Besuel from Padan Aram, Achos Lavan Ha'arami Lo Lisha. Again, we're going back and we're giving the lineage, the father and the brother of Yitzchak. And Rashi, again, quoting the Medrash, says, why do we have to go back and give this lineage, Rivka again? So Rashi says, V'chi adayin lo nichtav shehi bas besuel v'achos lavan mipadan aram. Do we not know already who her father was and who her brother was and where she came from? Ela lahagid shivcha. We are singing her praises, so to speak. Shehaisa bas rasha. She was the daughter of a rasha, v'achos rasha. She was the sister of an evil person. Umakoma Anche Rasha, her whole place was saturated with unethical behavior. But she didn't learn from them. So Baruch HaLevi Epstein, the Mechaber, the Torah Tmima, he asked the question in his Sefer Tosefes Bracha that the implication of this Rashi is that maybe Rivka was on a higher spiritual plateau than Yitzchak was. Here it was, Rivka was coming from a family, Lavan and Besuel, Padan Aram, etc., and she didn't learn from them. It implies a certain spiritual majesty, so to speak. So maybe the implication of Rashi and the Medrash is that Rivka was on a higher level. But yet, in the very next pasuk, Rashi quotes in the Gemara in Yevamos that says, "Eino doma tefilat tzaddik ben tzaddik l'tefilat tzaddik ben rasha." So which one is it? Which one, even internally within Rashi, So which one is koveya? Who's more significant, the tzaddik ben Rasha or the tzaddik ben tzaddik? So Baruch Halevi Epstein gives the Teretz and the Tosefes Bracha that, to me at least, doesn't seem to ring true, at least in the pshat of the Gemara or in the Psukim, that normally the tefillah of the tzaddik ben Rasha, i.e. in this case, Rivka, would have been more significant and would have been more mikubal by a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But there's a specific reason in this case why it was the tefillos of Yitzchak, but not Rivka, who was listened to. And namely, as Medrash points out, to deflect any possibility or any possible thought that the reason that they were able to have children was because of the bracha, the Lavan and Besulel, and Besuel offered to Rivka, Achosi ati krivas Ephraim, that our sister, you should be, have a multitude of children. So in order for us not to think that the future of Klai Yisrael was contingent upon, it hinged upon the bracha given by Lavan and Besuel, therefore, specifically in this case, the tefillah of Yitzchak, the tzaddik ben tzaddik, was listened to, vayesar lo, as opposed to the tefillah of Rivka, who was the tzaddik ben Rasha, the tzaddikas ben Rasha. Now, the problem with that teretz of the Torah Tamim, the Tosefes Bracha, is that essentially at the end of the day, what we're saying is that the tefillah of the tzaddik ben Rasha is more significant, not the tefillah of the tzaddik ben tzaddik. But clearly, that's not what the Gemara, quoted by Rashi, is saying. He says, Eino doma tefillah tzaddik ben tzaddik le tefillah tzaddik ben Rasha. Namely, the Gemara is making a general statement that because of Yichus, so therefore the tefillah of the tzaddik ben tzaddik is more significant. The Tosefes Bracha is giving a very specific, almost a very dachistic answer in this specific case, why Rivka's tefillahs were not listened to. But the Gemara in Yevamos is making a general statement, Eino doma tefillah tzaddik ben tzaddik le tefillah tzaddik ben Rasha. But already this comment of the Tosefes Bracha contrasting these two shitas of Rashi already tells us that what we're in for in this sugya are ideas both in halacha and in machshava that are clear from or far from linear. It's far from unilateral. It's not homogeneous. That there are shitas almost all over the map how to understand sort of this concept. Essentially, do we value more the tefillah or maybe the personage of the tzaddik ben tzaddik, or the tzaddik ben Rasha? Now, I want to mention another Maor Makom that is quoted widely by the Acharonim. It's a tshuva of the Rosh. I'm going to read to you a few lines. It's a tshuva found in Klal Dalid, tshuva Chaf Beis, that essentially deals with this question. And he writes the following. U'mashe kasafta shenahagu be'elu hamakomos. I received your letter, and you wrote that in those places, Limnos bizoy hamishpachos l'shaliach tzibur, that there was the custom in those places to assign somebody who comes from, I guess, families of ill repute, bizoy hamishpachos, and we choose somebody from that family, b'shaliach tzibur, and you claim, this is the Rosh speaking to the person who is sending in the inquiry, b'yesh b'davar hazet bizoy mitzvah, you're saying it's like an embarrassment to the mitzvah, ki ilu eino ru'uya l'miuchasim shav Yisrael, as though that tefillah wasn't something that is so significant that it is befitting for somebody from families that are miuchasim, families of great lineage. Rather, it's almost as though you're saying, el kishar umnios bi'alma. It's like the way that we don't care who a person is when we make him into a craftsman or a cobbler. You're essentially saying the same thing, by tefillah. We don't care where he comes from, who he comes from. You claim, or you write, the Rosh says, that this is a degradation of tefillah. Okay? And the Rosh says, Gamani nisaramti miyom boi heino. When I came here, presumably if you know the history of the Rosh, maybe when he left Germany to come to Spain, he says, I also had a question about who they select to be Bali tefillah, but I have a very different question. Aval lo nitzaramti al shalcha. I don't have your problem. She talisa hadavar biyachas ha mishpacha, that you seem to be so concerned about the yichus of the family, v'yeinu kein beinei hamakom. What a sharp line by the Rosh. He says, it's not true in the eyes of God. Who cares? Imhu miyuchas v'rasha. If he comes from a noble family, but he himself is not a person of high caliber, so matuelas of nehamakom. What does God care about the family he comes from? Biyachas shalom. But let's say he comes from a foreign family, maybe not a quote-unquote a chashev family, but vitzadik, but he himself is a righteous person. Shalom, shalom, lekara of mizeru chokim. He says that it's better to bring in somebody who's distant, somebody who comes from a distant family. He says it's better to bring close somebody who comes from a distant family. Namely, there's an element, and this is the way that the Acharonim learn the Rosh, there's almost an element of Kiruv. You have a person who comes from a non-distinguished family. He himself is attempting to, grow in his own life. So then you want to be Karov. You want to be Makari of that person. So of course, let that person be the Baal Tefillah. He says, who cares about that person's Yichus? The problem, the Rosh says, that he does have an issue with is that communities that find people who have beautiful voices to daven, but the caliber of the person doesn't match the voice. And therefore, that's the real problem that he saw. But the Rosh says that the value of Kiruv is very significant, and therefore, who cares about the family, and allow the person to daven just if he himself is a person of high caliber. Now, what comes out of that Rosh is that this concern for Kiruv, again, is mechayiv us, or it informs us as a community, to choose the person despite the family, no matter what the family he comes from, and not to look at the person's yichus. And of course, the problem with that is the Gemara, which the Rosh does not mention, he doesn't quote, he doesn't seem in any way self-conscious that his psak is violating that Gemara Yevamos that says, Eino doma tefila tzadik ben tzadik, L'tfilas tzaddik ben Rasha. So what does sort of the Rush do with that Gemara? So there's some Acharonim, this is the Maharshal, the Yamshel Shlomo, and Maseches Chulin, the Magen Avraham, the Bach, and many others. They say, well, maybe this is the way we can integrate the tshuva of the Rush. If you have a person who is a tzaddik ben Rasha, let's say we'll call the person about tshuva, and there's nobody really else as good as him, so then we look at him. We won't choose anybody else. Even though there might be someone else who comes from a better family, somebody maybe with a better voice, somebody who's also a chashev person, but we look at the person who's a tzaddik ben Rasha, and if it's clear cut that they're the most chashuv person in the community, then we will bring them forward to daven. However, says the Bach and the Magen Avraham and the Maharshal and the Yamshel Shlomo, if you have two people who are on equal footing, there's one person there who sings beautifully and he's a tzaddik, but he's a tzaddik ben tzaddik. Another person with a nice voice and he's a tzaddik, but he's a tzaddik ben Rasha, then even the Rosh would agree that we choose the person from the family that is more miyuchas, that has a better and more vaunted lineage, as opposed to the person who does not come from that. Meaning, the Rosh is only speaking about a case where there's no clear-cut other choice. But if you have another choice, someone who's a tzaddik and tzaddik, so we would go with that person. Now, the other Mefarshim, the Taz, and the Levushei Srad, and others, they say, that's not really what the Rosh says. When the Rosh says that we choose specifically the person who's a tzaddik ben Rasha to be mekari of that person, the implication is that there's somebody else who's also worthy, but we specifically choose the person that comes from a family that is not miyuchas. So I read to you the language of the Taz. This is Simon Nun Gimel, in Or Chaim, of course, Sif Gimel. And in the middle of Sif Gimel, he says, Ulanias daiti mi the cause of Harash, from what appears to me, that when the Rosh wrote, Tov l'karev mizer chokim, so shma mina, he says, the implication is, Sheyesh kan od acher mizer she'en rechokim. There's a choice of somebody who's a tzaddik ben tzaddik. The lashon tov lekarev mashma sheyesh breira. There's a choice. Vafilu hachi tov lekarev zeh shehu eina miyuchas. Despite the fact that there's other choices, we still choose the person who comes from a family that's not miyuchas. Kedei lekarva leosa zera l'shchinam, to bring that person close. And on top of that, the Rosh says, the Rechmana, or the Taz says, Rechmana liba ba'i, the Torah cares about the person's heart, not so much about their background. That person who has a beautiful heart, his tefillah might be even more heard than the tefillah of the tzaddik ben tzaddik. The Levush Esrat in his commentary on this Taz, says, no, we ideally choose the person who's a tzaddik ben rasha to be makariv that person, and we care about the person's heart. The Levush Esrat says, not only that, but it's such a beautiful statement on the community. The community who chooses a person who's a Baal Tshuva, and clearly what that community is saying is that we care about bringing Jews close, and we care about the heart on top more than anything else. So there's such a schus for that community that the tefillos of that community are more nishmaos, are even more heard. And so therefore, the position of the Taz and the Levush Esrat, as opposed to the Maharshal and the Magen Avraham and the Bach, is that the Rosh is making a statement that fundamentally we choose the Tzaddik ben Rasha over the Tzaddik ben Tzaddik. But again, that would leave the question as to what does the Rosh do with that Gemara and Yavamos? Eino doma tefillah tzaddik ben tzaddik, little tefillah tzaddik ben rasha. And maybe to complicate the waters even more, is that when the Rosh made that statement, and this is clearly understood by the Achronim, the Rosh was saying that for the purposes of kiruv and bringing a person close, right, the pasuk of calling people who are rachok karov, you know, that's for the purpose of kiruv. But there's other statements in Chazal that seem to imply, forget about kiruv. Fundamentally, we believe that a tzaddik ben rasha, we'll call that person a baal tshuva, is on a higher spiritual plateau than the person who's a tzaddik ben tzaddik, person who grew up in a family of miyuchasim. Forget about even just for kiruv purposes, but conceptually, ideally, ideologically, so we assume that a tzaddik ben rasha is on a higher level. And of course, I refer to the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, where the Gemara, again, there's a dispute about this. We won't go into the nitty-gritty of the Gemara. The Gemara issues the famous line, B'makom shebali tshuva omdim, ein tzaddikim gemurim yecholin lamod sham. That a person, a stature, that the Baal Tshuva occupies, or the place that the Baal Tshuva occupies, even tzaddikim gemurim cannot occupy that place. And again, that Gemara seems to almost be in contrast with the Gemara in Yavamos. The Gemara in Yavamos says, we value most the tzaddik ben tzaddik. The Gemara in Brachos says, no, we value most, we place whatever this means, but on the highest pedestal, the person who's the tzaddik ben rasha, the person who's the baal tshuva. It's a very interesting discussion in a sefer that I personally love, a sefer of the Mabit called the Beis Elokim. And in Perek Dalid, in his section about tshuva, so he has an entire like 4 or 5 page piece, basically going through the fact that in Chazal, we're not clear about this question. Who do we quote-unquote value the most? The tzaddik ben tzaddik or the tzaddik ben rasha? And these two gemaras seem to almost square off against each other. Now, what's fascinating is that maybe almost with the gemara in Yavamos, eino doma tzaddik ben tzaddik letzaddik ben rasha, almost with that gemara in their back pocket, some of the acharonim, they take a totally different perspective towards the gemara in Brachos. And they almost flip the understanding of that gemara, of the vaunted space of the baal tshuva, they almost flip it on its head. Let me mention very briefly two of those opinions. The first is the opinion of the Maharshal, found in that Gemara in Brachos. And the Maharshal says, Lo yu'uman, can a person really say that a tzaddik ben rasha, the baal tshuva, is greater than a tzaddik gamor? Can we really understand, b'makam shebaal tshuva omdim ein tzaddik and gemurin yechol l'lamot sham? Is that really true? Greater than a person who's never sinned before? So the Maharsha says, no, what we're speaking about is a person who wanted to sin. He thought about sinning. He had it planned out. He had an entire, plan of how to be chote, and he decided to not do it. So that person who had to be kovash as yetzer, that person, the Maharsha says, is in fact greater than the person who never had that taiva. He never had the yetzahara. But if in fact he's somebody who did sin in his youth or in his adult life, and he was a chozer b'tshuva, that person is not greater than the person who's a tzaddik ben tzaddik, who never engaged in a life in sin, of sin. So Maharsha says, no, do not bring to me a proof from that Gemara. The Gemara is not actually speaking about a chote, but the Gemara is speaking about a person who thought about sinning and didn't, and that person is on a higher spiritual level than somebody who's a tzaddik me'ikaro. The Kli Yakar, very famously, this can be found in Parshas Chukas, Perek Yutes Pasuk Chaf Aleph and Sefer Bamidbar, says, no, I'll tell you what pshat is. What does it mean, b'makom shebali tshuva omdim ein tzaddik and gemur and yachod l'amod sham? It means that seeing that the Gemara says, Maseches Yuma, and this Gemara is understood kipshuto by the Rambam, seeing that a person who's a chozer b'tshuva cannot be called someone who has done tshuva gemura until he's back in that same place, the same situation that he had been initially, and he's able to withstand the desires of that situation, only that person is called a someone who's done tshuva gemura. People know the language of the Rambam, or language actually the Gemara, oso makom, oso isha, the same situation, but you're able to overcome the challenge of that situation. So the Kli Yakar says, that's what the Gemara means, makom shebali tshuva omdim ein tzaddik and gemur yachol lamod sham, that a tzaddik gemur is not allowed to stand in the same place as someone who's done tshuva, meaning the person who's done tshuva is allowed to sort of stand in that same place, to be tempted again, so to speak, in order to put the stamp on his life as having the tshuva gemura, but that a tzaddik ben tzaddik can't do. So it doesn't mean, the Kli Yakar says, that about tshuva is greater than someone who's a tzaddik from birth. What it simply means is almost like a technical point, that the person who's about tshuva might find himself in situations that the tzaddik from birth cannot bring himself or find himself in those situations. Now, all that being said, most Acharonim and most Rishonim do not learn that Gemara in Brachos that way. They learn the Gemara in Brachos kipshuto, namely that about tshuva, in fact, is of a higher spiritual caliber, however we can judge these things, than a person who's a tzaddik meikara, than a tzaddik from the very beginning. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalet, and other Rishonim say the same, that about tshuva should never feel that he's on a lower level, he's not loved by God. Rather, the tzaddik or the about tshuva is on a higher level. And the Rambam quotes that Gemara in Brachos. And he says, why? Because the person who's a chozer b'tshuva had to be kovesh his yetzer. He had to really go through a very, very difficult process of growth. And that allows him to be on even a higher spiritual plane than someone perhaps who never had to go through that process. There's an interesting small note of the Ramah in Yoredeya Simin Shin Samach Beis Halacha Gimel, that while we are always careful who to bury a tzaddik next to, where the tzaddik is buried should be around other tzaddikim, but the Ramah says that a tzaddik can be buried or should be buried next to a Baal Tshuva, because we understand, the merits of the Baal Tshuva. And some notes, I believe some notes can point out, based on the pashtus of this Gemara in Brachos, b'makom shebali tshuva omdim ein tzaddik and gemur yachol olam mocham, therefore we say that this person who might be the tzaddik hador, he definitely has a place next to this person who's about tshuva because of the recognition of that Gemara in Brachos kipshuto. So therefore, sort of where we are is maybe in a confused landscape. We have the Gemara in Yevamos that says, Eino dom etfil tzaddik ben tzaddik letfilas tzaddik ben rasha. We have the Gemara, or we have the tshuva, the rush, that perhaps seems to be in line with that Gemara in Yevamos, but he says that even though the Baal Tshuva, maybe himself, is not on the same footing as the Tzaddik, but in order to be Makari of that person, we will bring that person close to Yadus, so therefore it's worth doing that. So even though conceptually that might be the same as the Gemara in Yevamos, the halacha is different. Namely, halacha maisa, we would choose the person who is the tzaddik ben Rasha. That was debated, how to understand the Rush, by the Bach and the Magen Avraham and the Maharshal, who say that we only choose the tzaddik ben Rasha if there's no better choice. But if we have a better choice, we choose the tzaddik ben tzaddik. As opposed to the Taz and others, they say, no, the Rush is making the statement of Chachila. And then almost like the third pillar of all that is the Gemara in Brachos, and maybe the simple understanding of the Gemara in Brachos, that no, not so that we're Makari of the Baal Tshuva, but just qua his own religious personality, the Baal Tshuva is on a higher level than the Tzaddik ben Tzaddik, and therefore because of that he should be the one davening. Not because to be Makari of him, but just his own spiritual grandeur, his own spiritual majesty is on a higher level than that of the Tzaddik ben Tzaddik. So how do we paskin at the end of the day? It's a very interesting question, both in halacha and in machshava. So the answer, of course, to most questions raised in halacha of what is the final maskana, so the answer, as usual, is not so simple, not so fast. If you look at the Mishnah Brura, this again is Siman Nun Gimel, Sif Yud Gimel, so he says, like the statement of the Bach and the statement of the Magen Avraham, that we should ideally choose a person who is a tzaddik ben tzaddik as opposed to a tzaddik ben Rasha. And the Mishnah Brura almost brings in that same caveat we said before, that even though the tzaddik ben tzaddik is on a higher level, we really have to make sure that the person himself is of a high caliber. I mean, we don't want to get too wrapped up in yichus. I mean, it's really about the person, first and foremost, primarily, and then the yichus secondarily. But if given a choice between the tzaddik ben tzaddik or tzaddik ben Rasha, who are we going to choose to lead davening, especially the Yom Nerayim? So the gabayim and the rabbi, and I feel bad for people who have made this decision, they get together and they say, we're starting a new shul. Who should daven? There's no chazaka. According to the Mishnah Brura, he says, find the person who's a tzaddik ben tzaddik. Now, that being said, if a person opens up the Shulchan Aruch HaRav against Siman Nun Gimel, Sif Zayin, so he says the following, V'yeshom shetzadik ben rasha tfiloso al hatzibur yoser nishma'a, that the tefillah of a tzaddik ben rasha is even more heard, even more so than the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik, right? That ideally we should choose the person who's a tzaddik ben Rasha. Keneged the Mishnah Brura, why is that? Shemitoch she'ein los chus avos. Because if I get up to daven and I know perhaps that I don't come from such a quote-unquote chashuv family, I don't have a chus avos, who shafel ruach b'tfiloso, I have a certain sense of shiflus, I have a sense of humility, I have a sense of getting up there without some great confidence because I come from such a mishpachat miyucheses, but I get up there just a little bit shafel, sh'ein botech b'tfiloso al masa vosav, I don't have any confidence sort of my family's tfilos sort of helping me out, so to speak, kamo ben tzaddik, like a person who's a tzaddik ben tzaddik. Rather, I just sort of have to almost like depend on myself a little bit and depend on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that gives me a certain sense of shiflus. Now, in parentheses, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, again, who just said that the tzaddik ben Rasha is more shuffle, therefore we choose him, in parentheses, and I'm not a scholar of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, maybe there's anybody listening who knows more about the printing than I do, can fill me in. So he says in parentheses, uli'inyan masa, halacha l'maisa, what are sort of the two tzadidim, what are the two sides of this issue? Hakol l'fi, everything is based either on inyan shiflus ruach shelzeh, what has more merit? Is it the inyan of the shiflus, the humility of the person who's a tzaddik ben Rasha? That's on the one hand. On the other hand, v'tzidkus avosav shelzeh. The other hand, what we have sort of in the other corner is the person who's a tzaddik ben tzaddik. He's coming with the tzidkus avosav. He's coming with the schus avos of his family. So essentially, with this line in the Shulchan Aruch is saying is like, what do we value more? The shiflus of the person who's the tzaddik ben rasha, or maybe the grandeur of the family that the person who's the tzaddik ben tzaddik is coming from. Now, what's interesting is that I saw a line in the tshuva of the Maharshal. I didn't see the tshuva inside. I don't own it, and it's not in Sefaria, so I apologize. And I did not see it in the YU-based Medrash when I was just there yesterday. So I didn't see it inside, but on face value, this Maharshal in the tshuva is cholek on the Maharshal in the Yam Shel Shlomo, who said that ideally we choose a person who's a tzaddik ben tzaddik. The tshuva of the Maharshal says it depends for what those tefillos are for. A person who's representing the community as a shaliach tzibor, that person, then the Gemara and Brachos of the Makom Shebali Tshuva owned him, Ein Sadiq Ngaburin Yicholim Lamad Sham, that Gemara is more significant. And to pick a person who's about tefillah, we pick the person maybe who's about tshuva. If we're just speaking about a person and their own tefillos, like in the situation of Yitzchak and Rivka davening for themselves, so there, that's what the Gemara Nivamos means, of Eino Dome Tfilas Tzadik Ben Tzadik, L'Tfilas Tzadik Ben Rasha. Again, if it's for the community, so you picked about Tshuva. It's for oneself, then the Tfilas of the Tzadik Ben Tzadik would reign supreme over the Tfilas Tzadik Ben Rasha. Now, why is that? And I don't think, at least from what I saw, that Maharshal addresses this. And with this, I'll conclude. Why should there be a difference between the community versus the tefillos that a person says for themselves? So perhaps you can say that there's really two different, and probably multiple inyanim when it comes to tefillah. You have the tefillah qua the tefillah itself, just the quality of that tefillah. And for whatever reason that is, cosmologically, metaphysically, however we understand tefillah, the tefillah that's coming from a person who's a tzaddik ben tzaddik, with the perhaps hundreds of years of the background and of the families behind that person, that tefillah, else the tefillah itself, has a certain significance. But then there's a totally different quality. And that's not the quality of the tefillah just qua the tefillah, but it's the tefillah as part of being a community tefillah, of what the community feels, of the emotions of the community, of the experience of the tzibor. It's not just the tefillah, but it's like the entire enterprise of tefillah b'tzibor. And maybe when it comes to tefillah b'tzibor, where it's not so much a question about the quality of the tefillah, but it's the quality of the tefillah community tzibor experience. So for that, we choose the person. As the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, as the Baal HaTanya says, we choose the person who maybe represents a journey and a path, who maybe has that spirit of humility, that spirit of shiflus. The person, as the Rambam says, who had to be Kovish's own Yetzer, to represent a community and almost like the best of what a community can be, and the community aspirations, and who the community looks at for inspiration. So there we say, we choose the person who's tzaddik ben rasha. And I find the whole sugya to be fascinating. In halacha, of course, the contrast of the gemaras, the philosophical question as for the comparing the tzaddik ben rasha versus the tzaddik ben tzaddik, the personal nature of tefillah versus the communal nature of tefillah, all of those things sort of have a say, so to speak. All of those things play a role in understanding the sugya. I mean, all of us, whether we're people which, you know, who's never been chote before, if such a person exists, or like me and probably most of us, people who are in some way bali tshuva, who are all, you know, dealing with our own past and best selves and worst selves, who all come from different types of families, whoever we are. So we understand that at the end of the day, both mitzad ourselves and mitzad the tzibor, we commit omei lefnei Hashem and bring those sincere tefillos Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you so much for listening. Look forward to learning together in the future.